The Sitka Community Hospital isn't around anymore. It was sold to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in 2019 in a deal that included regular deposits to a dedicated fund to support the retirements of former employees and other city obligations involving the old hospital. That fund also takes in money from the city's tobacco tax. All that revenue is significantly more than needed to cover the obligations. Last year, then-Finance Director Melissa Haley proposed a charter amendment to allow the excess to flow into the city's general fund. The Assembly voted down the idea, and that's when Assemblymember Chris Istad began to think about upgrading Sitka's sports fields.
It kind of occurred to me that this may be a source to be able to pull some of these desires that I've heard throughout the community of doing some of these revitalizing or new facilities.
Sitka has one artificial turf ball field that was built with state money. Paying for a new one or two on its own is a considerable expense. Istad and his co-sponsor Kevin Mosier proposed that the city take on bond debt to cover construction costs and use the excess revenue in the Sitka Community Hospital dedicated fund to cover payments on the bonds. Amending the Sitka Home Rule Charter to lift the restrictions on the hospital fund will require a vote of the people. Assemblymember Tor Christensen thought it would be a hard sell as written. Something similar had been tried a couple of decades ago, unsuccessfully.
So when I saw this, I got flashbacks, PTSD, from the last time we tried this. It was, I would say, the late 90s, early 2000s, we tried this. And I backed it. And we had a packed room of people wanting us to do it, and it went down in flames. And that's my concern with this. It's not the proposal. I think it's a great idea. But I also want to make sure that it has a chance.
Still, there could be a lot of public support for new or upgraded athletic facilities. Several members of the public spoke in favor of the plan. Bridget Hitchcock is a physical therapist and a former community hospital employee.
Sitka's been long overdue for a multi-use field and facility that can be used for a variety of sports, including track and field. It can also be used for adult recreation. I often see adults walking on the turf field. I often bring my patients to Lower Molar Field. A lot of adult leagues play on different facilities in Sitka. And it's not that we don't already have facilities, but I think having an enhanced facility, a beautiful facility, the turf is huge in a rainforest, really does make a difference.
Although the plan's sponsors definitely have athletic fields and a new all-weather track in mind, Sitka Trailworks Director Ben Huey thought there would be broader public support if the proposal itself was broadened.
We've got some things to figure out, and so let's not pigeonhole ourselves into one proposal at this stage before we go to the ballot. Let's call this recreational facilities. If we strike athletic and replace the word with recreational, we just give ourselves a little more leeway for the future.
Assemblymember Christensen offered an amendment to strike the word athletic and replace it with recreational, but it failed on a split vote. The problem, it turns out, wasn't really with a single word. The problem was a lack of specifics. Assembly members are no different than other residents, most of whom don't like to rush into any idea without a full understanding of the possible outcomes. The plan's co-sponsor, Kevin Mosier, said he could have more details if his fellow members would allow the plan to advance to another reading.
Years down the line, when we're working on this, there's going to be some people who are not happy because it wasn't what they wanted. We can't please everyone, but I think that everyone can agree, or most can agree, that we want to invest heavily in our athletic future.
The Assembly gave Mosier his wish and voted 7-0 to send the ordinance to second reading on the understanding that more information was coming and a third and possibly even a fourth reading would be needed before the August 12th deadline, the last date that the Assembly can put a proposition to the voters in the October municipal election. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.